The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Do we have the mind of Christ or the mind of Satan? Uh-oh. How could I ask that on a Christian show? It's amazing. Well, you're going to really be amazed at the answers. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, Cairo Extraordinaire, joining us live in the studio because live is better than not live, if you get that joke. And also, the question, do we try to manipulate the results?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can give us a call at 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. If you got a praise report or a prayer request, we do have a trivia question we're going to be dropping out on you right now. What? Right now, because we didn't get an answer the other day, and I'm stunned because I know how wise you guys are. Here's the question. How many people in the New Testament walked on the water? That's it. I'm not saying anything. How many people in the New Testament walked on the water? Leaving it there. Let you figure it out. All right. You know any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's never been professional radio. In fact, I'm really bad at professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, a shout out to our very good friend, John.
Big John.
John is the president of the Blessed Roofing Company. What a name. You can't even say that guy's business name without saying the word blessing. I mean, is that great? His phone number, watch this, 469-BLESSED. Now that is genius marketing. 469-BLESSED, B-L-E-S-S-E-D. Now, somebody did say, is it blessed or blessed? Okay, are you from Jersey or Detroit? Which one? 469-BLESSED, very simple, theblessedroofingcompany.com. That's his URL, all right? Here's the deal. You got the rains, which you guys know, as somebody who came over a year and a half ago from California, I'm learning you guys have rain. There's this thing called rain, and it happens often, and they have this other thing called wind. Wind is also, it's like right there. It's like wind. I'm telling you, that sounds like Superman with the wind behind him from the 1950 series. I'm telling you. Anyhow, there can be damage on your roof, and the bottom line is maybe you need roof repair, roof replacement. The cool thing is that you can get a free inspection. No cost. Zippity. None. And if there's the possibility that you can get a replacement or a repair, no money out of pocket, John will let you know. And if that's not real, he'll let you know that too. Because you want somebody who's doing the roof to be honest and forthright. And that's what he's all about. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. Call John, 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. And if you go see him at his office, he owns the Heavenly Snow Cone business right next door. You can get a free snow cone. How's that bad? That's a good deal, right? All right. I've had a pretty good couple of days because my wife has been off from the flower shop, so that's nice. So I get to spend a little extra time with her. We are both now convinced, though, that our dog is getting older in years, not quite as sharp as he used to be, or he has selective hearing. which I haven't determined yet. Because if there's food involved, he can hear you. If you are all the way in the corner of the half-acre lot, if you pull out a piece of turkey, he'll come running. Dino, right? Okay. But if you tell him to do something, he just looks at you like, I don't hear you. Which convinces me that children and dogs, there's some connection. We just haven't quite figured it all out. Let me read this text to you that I was reading this morning in my devotions. Going to be a little bit of a challenge for some. Just hang in there. Here it is. Oh, I should give you the number if you do have an idea of what the answer is on the trivia. 972-445-0770. Here is something Peter said and then something happened right afterwards. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked them, who do people say I am? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked, who do you say I am? Peter answered, you are the Christ. Keep in mind, that's the most important question any of you will ever answer in your lifetime. Who do you say that Jesus is? That's the biggest key. That determines quite a bit. Now watch. Verse 31. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and 3 days later, rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. Get behind me, Satan, he said. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. Ooh, okay, let's get an answer to our trivia question, then we're going to talk about that. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Sally Kirkwood.
Hi, how are you?
It's fine.
Oh, well, I thank you for calling, and I just want to make sure you're ready, because this is a pretty cool question. How many people in the New Testament walked on the water?
Two.
That is correct, ma'am. You are a winner. Excellent job, by the way. Excellent job. Did you have to think about it for a second, or just knew immediately? No, I know.
I knew it immediately.
See, I love that.
Because I read the Bible.
That's the ticket, right? You're reading the Word of God. You know, it's the same breath that went into Adam and gave him life. That's the scripture is God breathed.
Right.
So you're getting that same breath when you're reading the Word. That is fantastic.
Peter and Jesus are both the ones that walked on the water.
Yeah, and here's a question for you, though. What do you think Peter thought the second he put his leg over the boat and was getting ready to walk on the water? Do you think it was just like, here I go, I can do it? Or was it a little more risky?
I think he thought he could do it, if just because Christ did.
Yep, and he was there and he went right for it, didn't he? He didn't hesitate at all.
Until
he did what? What did he do? I'm going to give you that. I'm going to let you lead us in. What did he do? What was the one thing he did?
Well, as soon as he saw the waves and the wind, he started to sink.
Right, because he focused on what was going on around him, didn't he?
That's right.
Exactly right. You are fantastic. You are an excellent radio person. I love it. All right, so I'm going to have our Wonder Julie get your name and address and see if we can send you a little something, okay? That'll be for you winning. Okay? All right. Yep, okay, she's got her. Okay. All right, so let me finish up now. Isn't that cool? I love that. All right, so let's go back to this. So what happened with Peter, and I know you guys, we've talked about it before, but it's really important, and because I went through my devotions, I think it's just that much more important. Here's the bottom line. Peter went from the throne room to the bathroom. And how did he do that? Well, he gave the greatest confession ever. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what it says in Matthew. In this one, he says, thou art the Christ. You're Jesus. You're it. You're the Messiah. You're God's Messiah. Big difference there, by the way, because some people come say, I'm the Messiah. But Jesus is the Savior from God, okay? He does a super job, right? What happens when sometimes you do a super job? Have you ever played in sports and you hit the winning goal? Have you ever hit the winning shot? Have you ever gotten the last hand? Have you ever won at a board game, ever? No, just be honest. Have you ever wanted a board game? Have you ever won anything? What happens when you win sometimes? That is air inflating your head. Because you go, ha, 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 I have won, ha, ha. So Peter gets a little bit of a big head. He did answer great. He did a fantastic job, right? Gets a big head, right? And then he tells Jesus the way it's going to go. Okay, so yeah, you're not going to do this thing you're saying because this is not the way we do things. And so Jesus rebukes him, and then he gets blasted. I want you guys to know how big this blast is. Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. You're not thinking about God's concerns, but man's. He puts Peter's thought process at a demonically influenced, satanic level. Talk about going from up to down. One minute he gives the great confession of Christ. The next minute he's thinking like the enemy. What? And the reason that Jesus gives is he says, because your concerns are man's concerns and not God's. So when we're looking at something, you know that little expression, well, put your Jesus glasses on, right? Because it's kind of goofy the way people say it. But let me tell you something. There's some truth to putting your Jesus glasses on, because you need to see things and I need to see things and we need to see things with God in our vision. And when we don't, and we're only looking at it from a human point of view, then we have a mind full of the things of men and not the things of God. And Jesus said that's exactly how you disconnect and how you walk alongside the enemy. You think, well, it's not that Jesus was really calling him Satan. Okay, well, that word in the Greek in both Matthew chapter 16, verse 23, and Mark chapter 8, verse 33 is Satan. So you can tell me that all you want, but this is what it says. The idea is to get your mind thinking with God, not just with people. Do me a favor. Be so heavenly minded, you're of no earthly good. That would be the best thing in the world you could ever do, according to Jesus Christ. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, then we're coming back with Dr. B. Don't go anywhere.
Whether you're buying a new home or selling your current home or both, you want to work with somebody who's completely committed to the process and believes it's as important as you do. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. In real estate, there are people who get involved to make a few extra dollars. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you're interested in working with somebody who's committed to the process of treating people like family and approaching real estate the way that would be best for you, the answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. With every client, she sees an opportunity to honor the Lord and to do the ministry He has called her to do faithfully. For her, it's not a job. It's a calling. The answer? Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. Call Pam at 817-505-5541 or visit blessedrealtycompany.com. Have a meeting with her at no obligation. She'll be glad to help you and will do whatever she can to be a blessing.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has quite a bit of bodily pain. knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown. Now, that's a true blessing. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362. On Christ the Solid
Rock. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Great job on that trivia question. Very happy about that. Dr. Brandon Brown has been taking care of my wife for, I think it's close to, we're getting close to a month, but maybe not quite a month. Here's the bottom line. He's in the studio right now being a champion, just listening to me blab away. Wait, here's your sound. Let's see. This is what we do for you. And the reason we do it is it's the flight of the bumblebee for B for Dr. B.
There we go.
See, come on.
Perfect.
And now it's recognizable. So if somebody hears they think Dr. B.
I don't know.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. The commercial where the guy does the thing through his nose where he does the flight of the bumblebee. I don't know if you've seen that. This is where my brain goes. This is how...
That's how you think, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Talk to the audience a little bit. First and foremost, we want to get to know you. So you are a chiropractor. What does that mean? What does this do? When you say to somebody, hey, what do you do for a living? I help people get out of pain. But what is that when you say I'm a chiropractor? How do you define it?
Yeah. So the funny thing is that's not even usually typically my first answer. And the only reason that it isn't is because people tend to put you in a box whenever you say that. It's like, you know, when you describe something, I think it's actually better to describe the things that make you a little bit different or to grab someone's interest. Because for me, that allows the conversation to kind of go a little further. So I like to, I have fun kind of messing with people sometimes. And when you go out and you network and you meet with people, you change it up. So sometimes I'll tell people I'm a chiropractor, but I'll go, that's not usually what I'll say. And they're like, well, what do you mean? And usually what I talk to them about is more about like what I do, what I stand for, like some of that stuff. So they get to know more about what that's about. And then I tend to grab their interest with that. So it's, you know, there's a couple different ways of wording it, but I usually say, you know, one of the things that I love doing is working with people who are struggling with some sort of chronic health issue that hasn't responded well to traditional means, whether it's through medical care or even chiropractic care. Our approach is so different that it allows us to be able to figure out what's going on. And then I usually have the ability to get people back to, you know, doing the things that they love and not feeling limited in their life by their health. People are like, well, that's interesting. Like, you know, and I normally get the thing, if I don't tell someone I'm a chiropractor, they'll say that. They're like, well, I thought you were a chiropractor. How do you do that?
So it kind of like flips it all around. That's a great way to approach it. Do some people go through pain and then instead of trying to get any kind of relief, they just mask it?
Yes, that is one of the most common things that I see. It is a... You know, it's a thing that unfortunately a lot of people in today's society are dealing with because a lot of the solutions that come out for people are masking agents. Nothing really ever works towards getting towards what I call the root cause of the issue. And listen, there are certain situations where those things are necessary. You have a surgery, you've had an accident, there's something going on. There is a necessity for those things at that time to get you, you know, to where you can sleep and be able to allow your body to heal. But as a means of everyday maintenance of your health, I don't think that's the way that we were designed and intended, you know, to walk this earth is, hey, you know, I'm walking around with a deficiency of high blood pressure medication. So I need some of that in order for me to live a normal life. There's a lot of factors that go into that, but I love that you brought that up. That's one of the things that I talk about almost incessantly to the point where it drives people crazy is, you know, a lot of the solutions out there are more masking agents. They're all towards the pain that goes on because that's a big market. So if we market towards the pain, we're going to be able to make money off of that. And I understand that. That's part of why that stuff's out there. That's part of, you know, how icy hot and all these are just things that come to mind. That's how they make their money is, oh, is this, you know, sore and stiff, get some of this, rub it on the back. But for me, one of the things that I talk about is the first thing is that's a sign. That's something that's there to show you and to let you know that something's wrong. But instead of looking into it further of why is that happening, we tend to just mask it. And I always call that, you know, most people know the definition of insanity. It's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And unfortunately, based off of what I've seen, a lot of the solutions out there that people are offered is the same thing with a different weird name that we can't really pronounce and we don't even know what it means. And it essentially is offering you the same thing.
Is the body then when it's offering pain or when it's bringing pain, it's a signal. It's kind of like a communication, isn't it?
Yes. It's your body's way of communicating to you that something's going on. So let's say that you break your ankle. Pain is a signal being sent to your brain to let me know, hey, I need to not walk on this. I don't want to damage this further. But the problem is, you know, everyone wants to be tough. I know a lot of the guys that I work with, it's one of the things that they're like, you know, it's okay. I just have, you know, I have normal back pain. I have normal migraines. I have normal, you know, we give it this label of this is normal, where really it's actually more common. It's something that a lot of people deal with, but that doesn't make it normal. And, you know, one of the things that I hear a lot of people say, or I'll say to people is like, you never know how good you can feel until you know where you're at now, until you understand the way that you're feeling now and how not normal that is. You never know how good it is that you can actually feel, because a lot of times we're not meant to walk this life and be completely pain-free all the time and everything be perfect. But to deal, you know, like I talk about migraines a lot, to deal with living your life that way, you weren't designed to live that way. This isn't the path that God laid out for you. There's a situation there that created this and kind of made this happen. And I get the frustration. A lot of people walk around and they're like, yeah, Doc, I hear what you're saying, but I've tried everything. I've been to every specialist. I've been to every single person that I know of. They're all out there. No one's able to ever find anything. All they ever do is tell me that my tests are normal or clear and everything comes back unremarkable. And I have what's called an invisible disease. And I'm like, listen, you're in the right place when you come see me. Those are the people that I work with all the time. I know what you've dealt with. I haven't dealt with it personally, but I have a spouse who's gone through some of that stuff. And I've worked with enough people now where I understand when you have these problems going on, there's a deeper issue there. But what you really need is someone that's willing to take a different approach and somebody that's willing to listen to you.
Yeah. Now, I like it. I want to stay on that migraine element because we're going to talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
I do want people to know, and if I say any of this wrong, just go wrong, because I want to make sure they have these contact points. So, Dr. Brandon Brown, you can get to him by going to drbrandonbrown.com. Right? That's
yes.
Sort of the correct way I say it. So DR. So it's Dr. Brandon Brown, but I want you to put in DR.
Yes.
BrandonBrown.com. His number, 972-454-9363, correct?
9362.
9362?
Yes.
Okay. See, this is why I ask these kind of questions.
Listen, it's okay. I want to change mine to the guy that you were talking about earlier.
About the blessed.
Like 972 blessed.
That right. Enforce 972 out of pain.
Yeah,
would be
exactly.
A great one, right? 972-454-9362.
Yes.
Okay. And it's drbrandonbrown.com, drbrandonbrown.com. So somebody wants to know, well, Dave, are you doing a recommendation? Well, let's see. My wife goes there. She's the most important person in my universe outside of the Lord, obviously. I love my kids. I love my grandkids. But my wife is my bestie, and forever. And she's going to Dr. Brown, and she's getting relief by the treatment he's bringing her. And I think an important part of that is the pain part you were talking about and how she knew something was going on, but you couldn't identify it. So it's like, I got to go to somebody who knows how to read pain. Mm-hmm. Let's go back. We got about 3 minutes, then we'll break, and then we're going to come back. But talk to me about the migraine element.
Yeah, so with migraines, this month obviously is Migraine and Headache Awareness Month. And so migraines kind of became my specialty and my area of expertise by accident. I just basically started using the technique that we use in the specific chiropractic centers. You know, in all of our offices, we have multiple offices around the United States. So from Kauai, Hawaii to Boston, Massachusetts, we've got offices all over. And we have a way that we do things where no matter what office you go into, the approach is going to be exactly the same. The feel of the office might be a little bit different. Everybody's going to decorate and have their own style.
Okay.
But there's going to be a level of consistency. It's just like you go into a Chick-fil-A, the layout may be a little bit different. But you know when you walk up there, they're not going to go, hey, do you want the Big Mac? You're going to be like, what? Where? I thought I was at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and yeah, so, right, exactly.
And so, long story.
That's a good analogy, though.
Right? Well, and that's the way it goes. And so, for me, I was doing this, and I had someone refer someone into me that was dealing with migraines, and I was like, yeah, absolutely, we can help with this. You know, I've heard the other stories of our other offices working with that. I'm like, yeah, sure, I can help. Come in, we'll do the nervous system testing that we do, and we'll figure out if that's what's causing the problem. If it is, we'll take these really cool biomechanical or motion x-rays to figure out where the problem is. And so he came in, he had been dealing with migraines since he was about 10 years old, and he was about 40 now, so 30 years. Kind of run the gamut. Like I said, tried everything, done all the masking agents that we talked about, done, you know, the injections, tried the over-the-counter, the over-counter stuff, been on Imitrex, all these things. Nothing really working for him. And he came in, we started working with him, and pretty much right off the bat, he started getting better. And I was like, man, this is really cool. And so I went out to go find another migraine patient. And so I went out and found another one. And they got good results. And then I went out and found another one, and she got amazing results. We can get into that story. She's kind of the face of my stuff with migraines that I talk about because she has an amazing story. But for me, it was one of those things that I started researching, and all the research lined up with what we did. You know, migraines are a neurological issue. They're a nervous system problem. That's what I specialize in my office. They're thought to originate in the brainstem. That's my area of expertise. Right. We focus on the upper cervical spine where the brainstem sits because it's such an important part of the body. And so I was like, wow, these two things without realizing that they linked up. And then I just started researching, you know, if these are going to be my clients, I started researching them, and I realized that these people are just underserviced.
Right.
They're struggling. They're looking for help, but no one's really offering it to them. And I was like, man, I got to do something about this. This isn't right.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of how the whole journey started.
That's a really cool, though. And then even discovering that you figured out, wait a minute, these are connecting and there's a way to get solutions here. When we come back, we're going to take our break. But when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about the specific chiropractic centers. And then I want to talk a little bit more about the migraine and the pain and the identity and how people, what they need to expect and how they need to reach out to you. Because I think that's really an important part is get over the fear, make the contact, get into the office, get some help. Folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Stop that boy, don't
let me. Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio?
The deterioration of the ecosystem, or creation itself, is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this: the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, oh, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience. What is the David Spoon Experience?
It's Pig in the Blanket Day. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that. Pigs in a blanket refers to a variety of different sausage-based foods. They are typically small in size and can be eaten in one or two bites. For this reason, they're usually served as appetizers or hors d'oeuvres and are accompanied by other dishes in the main course section of a meat. There you go. That's more information than you'll ever want to know about pigs in a blanket.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM. The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You know, I work on that for months and months and months here in Texas. Because it just sounds better than going here in California. I don't know. Just got that weird thing to it. DavidSpoonMedia.com is the website. DavidSpoonMedia on Facebook. DavidSpoonMedia@gmail.com. That kind of makes that easy. We're hanging out with Dr. Brandon Brown. Having a great time with Dr. B. I mean, Dr. B, it's fun to talk with you because we've really never had a chance to kind of get into it and talk. And I want to make sure everybody has the right information because I gave the wrong information for the beginning because I am so talented. 972-454-9362.
There we go.
So let me hear it. 972-454-9362.
Nailed it.
All right. Dr. Brandon Brown, drbrandonbrown.com. This is the chiropractor. He's not even a chiropractor. Let's use a better term. This is the pain engineer. How's that?
Like, sure.
Sure,
yeah,
sure, Dave. Sure.
The migraine doc or the migraine whisperer.
I like the migraine doc, though. Yeah. That is a really good one, actually.
That was given to me by, you know, the patients I started working with, and I was helping them. I was like, oh.
I like that. That's good.
One of my friends, she's not even a patient anymore. Luckily, she doesn't deal with migraines anymore, but she used to, and so she understands. And she will tag me and stuff on Facebook all the time, sending people my way. And she was like, "You need to go see this guy."
Yeah.
I call him the migraine whisperer, and so I have to give her credit for that. Denise, she's always the one that.
And I'm letting people know my wife goes to Dr. B, and that's important because Just so you know, we went about, I think we went about a year. We've been in Texas a year and a half. We went about a year with no tree, no nothing. Tried a couple, and there was nothing wrong with the people that she tried, but you have to gravitate to the place that works for you, the style that works for you. And I kind of want to talk to you about that because you're the director of the specific chiropractic center in Richardson. So you're like the dude, the guy that's in charge.
Yes. Yes.
And when you're talking about the specific chiropractic center, does everybody do the same style? Do they do different styles? You know what I'm saying? How does that work? Because your style is the style that is most effective that I've come across. So that's why I want to know that.
Yeah. So every single office in the specific chiropractic centers is an upper cervical focused office. So you may go into an office and let's say one of them has a massage therapist that's renting out a room, or one of them has an acupuncturist or something like that. We're kind of known for working with multiple people within the healthcare field. We don't think that there's one right way to do anything. We just think that there's a lot of different facets when it comes to your health. So we're not saying we're the end all be all. You should come to us. Yes, you definitely should, but it doesn't have to be that approach. But every single office that you go to, like I kind of talked about earlier, they're all going to be exactly the same when it comes to approach. Every single one of them is going to do the neurological testing that I was telling you about. Every single one of them is going to take the special x-rays that we take where we actually take you through motion. And then every single one of them is going to adjust you on the same table that we use. And then they're all going to use those awesome zero gravity chairs that everyone loves that you get to rest in after you get adjusted. Because one of the things that makes us a little bit different from most chiropractors is you don't get adjusted on every single visit. And on the days that you do get adjusted, we don't just adjust you, high five, and send you back out to your car. We actually take you and let you rest in one of our zero gravity chairs so that your body can actually take and hold that adjustment. So then you're not needing to be adjusted as often. Because if I do that, then I'm doing my job really well. But if I'm adjusting you every time, then something's wrong. Something's amiss here. We need to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, because then it's never holding and you're never making that progress.
And it's a different, you know, it's just a different approach. But, you know, chiropractors want to be like, oh, you should never take you know, and listen, I'm speaking from just I know the crazy ones out there that are like, never take medicine and only do this. I'm like, you're essentially the same thing. You're a physical version of a Band-Aid that they're using when they come get adjusted by you every single time. It's like, you know, the first time in school, I remember somebody saying that it's possible for somebody to be over adjusted. I was like, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It's like too much of anything can be a bad thing. It's like you drink too much water, you can literally drown your own body.
Right.
It's not a good thing, but it's like, but water is a good thing for me. Yes, it is. But you can't just go, oh, I'll just take it in excess. Fish oil is a good thing for me. You take way too much, you're going to pay for it.
Right.
And that was what I had to learn. You know, I was young and in school, and what did I really know? And it was one of those things. You can be over-adjusted. It is a thing. So you have to have a way to know when and when not to. That's ultimately the key when it comes to that.
That's really good because the scripture says too much honey makes one vomit.
There you go.
So, I mean, it's just like right there.
True. Too much candy now would be the...
I didn't read that passage when it comes to chocolate, but I am sure it's just as true.
It's probably true for that as well.
My wife tells me it's true all the time, so I'm just going to move on from there. All right, so let's talk about some of the things that you're working on in the sense of you got a migraine clinic mentality. Really, this is migraine month. How do they figure out? I have to ask you this. It's just something I have to ask you. How do they figure out what month is? This is migraine month. I mean, who comes up with that?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
I want to know.
I think the other thing is like this month is technically migraine and headache awareness month. But migraine and headache are two different things. And so it's weird to me that they got lumped together. It's like taking two separate diseases or something that somebody deals with and then lumping them. It's very strange to me. And a lot of migraine people, they kind of get offended by that. They get very upset that, you know, don't say migraines, say migraine attack. You know, this is all stuff that I learn as I work with these people of like, okay, there's certain language and lingo that you have to use in order to, you know, make sure first that you're respecting them. It's, you know, they come from a place, like I always talk about, they deal with what is considered an invisible illness. When you look at someone who's dealing with a migraine, there's nothing outwardly that you can really tell that tells you that that person's sick. Other than maybe their eyes a little bit, they look very worn out. They can probably barely keep their eyes open. They just feel exhausted. That's about it. But you'd be like, you're probably just, you know, the thing that drives them nuts is you're probably just dehydrated. Just drink some water. You just need to get some rest. It's like, dude, you have no idea what I've been trying to do. You have no idea all the things that I've done. Believe me, I drink the green smoothies and all the things. I've tried every single fad thing out there to try to get this to work. And none of that stuff is working because, you know, like we talked about earlier, it's a masking agent. It's something that ultimately we're looking outside of the body going, what can I add in to try to fix this one? Really, it's an internal thing. We have to look inside of the body and figure out what's going on there.
Right. So just because our time is tight, could you give me a couple, like, this is a migraine, this is a headache? Like, because a migraine is substantially more is it debilitating? I mean, it is really, it really takes you out.
Absolutely. So the easiest way to describe this is a migraine. Migraine is a neurological disease. It is a nervous system neurological issue that has a symptom of a headache. A headache is just a headache. There are like 30 different classifications of headache, depending on how you get them and what they feel like, whether it's a band across the head, whether it starts in the back of your neck. There are some things that cross over a little bit with that. There, you know, there are a lot of people that, you know, everyone, it sounds kind of funny to say, but everyone's got their own club and own little thing that they do when it comes to migraines. And it's like, or when it comes to headaches, and it's like, oh, you know, we're the ones that deal with this, or we just have a different type. And it's, you know, there are different varieties of different ones, but they're just a completely different classification. A headache is essentially like a subcategory of what can happen towards a migraine. Migraine is an actual neurological disease process that's going on inside of the body. And so, like you said, it's just more severe. It's a more ramped up version of anything that people can even understand.
Substantially more. I mean, it's like people I've known that have migraines. I mean, they are almost like incapacitated.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bizarre. It's bizarre how intense it is. So you're going to work on putting together kind of a get together, a clinic, a review. What are you kind of heading in that direction? Because I want to be able to help you.
Yeah. So one of the things I was mentioning whenever we were on break is, you know, I've done a webinar. I've done a couple different things. If that's anything that anyone's interested in, they can always go to any of my social media, you know, at Dr. Brandon Brown on Instagram, or you can go to Brandon Brown on Facebook, or the Specific Chiropractic Center's Richardson on Facebook. And I think you just go facebook.com/thespecificrichardson and you can find that. But you can always message me if you have questions. I've got stuff that I send out. I've got a lot of information that I share for free. And so one of the things that I'm putting together as just a bonus for anyone that listens to your show is I'm going to do a migraine myth workshop July 24th, probably at 6:30. I've got to iron out all those details, of course.
Gotcha.
I'm still putting together the Eventbrite link. So essentially, I think I'm going to have a website. It'll probably be the migraine doc is where they can go. It'll take them directly to an Eventbrite. On there, they'll see that the migraine workshop costs about $49 is what we're going to put a price, but I'll have a code that they'll be able to use. Maybe we'll just have Spoon because of your show. So we'll just do that and we'll be able to use that, and that'll help them get it for free. So that just gives people a chance to come out, kind of learn some of the myths that are out there when it comes to migraines, and just learn a little bit more about what it is that we do in our approach and how potentially we can help or maybe get somebody in the right direction of, you know, finding the help that they need.
All right. We're going to put that on our website, davidspoon.com too. So we'll give people a different opportunity.
Beautiful.
And we'll talk about it as we're going on and as we're doing the reads. Okay. So two things, then we're going to exit and come back. So I just want to make sure everybody knows you got Dr. Brandon Brown, drbrandonbrown.com. That's the website. His phone number, 972-454-9362. And I just want to make sure that if you have any questions, you can always go through our site, davidspoon.com. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or a 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
The Christian faith is being attacked.
50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Wow, look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car.
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED, because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
Sometimes
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We've been hanging out with Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Before I give him a chance to talk a little bit more, I want to make sure I get this one small teaching. And this is a really important teaching, and you guys are going to love me or hate me. No, I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah, it kind of depends. So there's this concept, and we support it, concept of planning. We always talk about God blessing the plans that we put together, the work of our hands, and that's fine. In fact, Scripture in Proverbs and a few other sections talks about the blessings of plans, and that's an awesome thing to put something together, lay it before the Lord, and then ask for His favor on it. There's nothing wrong with that. The problem comes in when we make plans, and in those plans, you attach a worry, a fear, a component that kind of sucks the life out of you kind of mentality. And that's when it really becomes an issue. So I thought I would share with you what the Lord reminded me of was one of my greatest manipulations of plans of all time. And that way you won't feel alone when you think about, yeah, I got to not be manipulative in what I do. So for those that don't know, I originally came out of Detroit. And in Detroit, we a big hockey city and a huge Little League city. And we played Little League. Our neighborhood, Southfield, Michigan, was just Little League-itis. I mean, we were big time in it. And in fact, our team was so good, the Yankees, that we only lost one game all year. And we went to the city championships. And I'm not gonna brag too much, but I was 10-0, and I was hitting over .500, and I led the league in home runs. So how Ooh. Am I feeling? Right? Pretty good, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Your head was real big.
I mean, come on. It's huge. Me and Peter. Right? All right, to Christ. So every once in a while, I would play catcher because I traditionally played first base. I was involved in a triple play. I mean, we were just like baseball. We were breathing it, mm-hmm. living it, eating it. And in the very last game, because I was 2 months too old, they wouldn't let me pitch. So I was, a little disappointed about that. So we're playing. It's the Yankees and all of my friends, and it was just great. And And, you know, I won the MVP and I was all excited. And so we were playing this last team, city championship, and we were killing them. I'm not, there was no mercy rule. We were just destroying them. So we get to the last inning, right? And I'm on first base. And I'm like, he's just going to fan all three of these guys. You know, they're just going down. So in between the break, on the hitting break, in between the innings, I asked the coach if I could catch. The reason that I asked that I could catch is because I figured he would fan all three batters. What would happen? And the last batter would fan. I would get the ball. And I would have the ball, and we would win the city championship, and I would run up in the middle of the mound and hold the ball, and everybody would run towards me, and we'd all go, yay, city championships, right? Mm-hmm. Very, very manipulative, right?
It doesn't sound like the story is about to have that ending.
It does not have a good ending. So I get the ball, or I get behind there. He's like, well, first he says, why do you want to do that? And I said, just because I didn't even tell him why, right? This is the Lord teaching me about how manipulative you can be without even recognizing it, right? So the first batter gets up there, he fans him. Bam, bam, bam. It's just no problem. Second batter gets up there, fans him. I'm like, ha, 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 my plan is coming together. First two pitches, strike, strike, not even close. He throws the next pitch. The guy hits the ball. Get this. A perfect dribbler down to first base. Where I should have been.
Where you would have been.
4 inches off the foul line, all the way down, going pretty much at the pace that you would see a nice bank shot on a pool table. My dog could have picked up that ball and stepped on the bag. I'm sitting there in my catcher's outfit, looking at the ball, going, well, golly, that didn't work out exactly as I planned. And my point in bringing that up to you folks is for you and I and all of us to recognize that having plans is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Making ideas and putting things together is great. But trying to control every nuance around you in order for you to make it happen and produce the results that you want, that's God's territory.
Mm-hmm.
And you have ducks and he has a shotgun. So you can line up your ducks all you want, but that blam that you hear in the background, blam, 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 that's the shotgun of the Lord going, no.
What an interesting description.
No.
The shotgun of the Lord.
So, folks, here's the deal. I'm just going to keep it simple. Make plans. Surrender it to the Lord. Remember, when Jesus was in the garden, he said something really interesting. He said specifically, all things are possible for you, Father, yet not my will, but yours
but
be
yours.
Done. And so it all comes down to, yeah, make the plan, do this, do this, and then surrender it to the Lord. If the Lord doesn't want to change something or does, he's got a great capability of doing that. But what we need to do is have the right spirit, the right disposition, a non-fear, non-manipulative disposition to get things done. Do the best you can. Pray that it's blessed. Let Jesus take care of the rest.
I had a friend mention one time, it's, you know, and I love this. It's one of the things I have always held with me is you pray like it's in God's hands because it is, but you work as if it's in your hands.
Yeah.
And I think it's the balance of, I have complete and utter faith that God is going to have an answer for this, but I don't think he expects me to just sit there and wait and go, well, this is hopefully going to happen at some point. It's like, no, it's, you know, faith without works is dead. Like,
yeah,
literally,
you gotta combine.
Like,
there's got to be a combo kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. And there's a long, long theologian long ago, and he didn't mean this literally, so nobody write me about this, but he said it's always easier for God to redirect a moving rock than to get the rock to move. Now, technically, that's not correct, but it is practically mm-hmm. correct. Okay?
Let people think about that for a second.
Yeah, like, you got to think that through right there. All right, I want Dr. B to have that. We only have another, couple of minutes, like 2 minutes, and then we got to go say goodbye-bye. Isn't that fast?
That's fast.
Yeah, we do this fast. It just kind of rolls along. So for like a 60-second recap, what would you say to people who are just like, they're in pain, and they're maybe even afraid to take a next step? What do you say?
Yeah, I would say, first of all, do your research on any person, whether it's me or someone else. You should always do your research on that person. You should always make sure you look into it. And you should also be willing to ask them hard questions because they should have the answers. You know, a lot of times when a patient comes in and they visit me, they are like, this doesn't feel like a doctor's office is the first thing. They're amazed that they get one-on-one focus time with me. And then they're amazed that I actually answer and, you know, show compassion and I actually care about them, which in today's day and age kind of sucks. I feel like that's our job is we should really care for people and have their best interest, you know, at what we're looking at. But a lot of people just don't. And so for anyone that's doing that, I think it's, you have to at least be willing to, you know, you can't sit there and say, I've tried everything and I've done everything. Because I always tell people, you have not. If you haven't been to the specific chiropractic center, Churchison, if you haven't been to someone that specializes in whatever it is that they're doing, if you haven't found a solution yet, then you haven't gone to every single thing possible. And so you never want to lose hope. I think, you know, when we talk about faith, it's having hope and it's having, you know, belief in this. And it's the same when it comes to your health. You should always maintain and keep that and know that I'm never going to give up. I'm always going to keep searching. And when something actually shows up, you've got to be willing to take that step.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good. He's such a radio pro, isn't he? He's like a radio pro.
Well,
it's
listen,
like he does podcasts.
Yeah,
oh, wait, you do.
I do podcasts. The Don't Be So Brood podcast. You know, we're all about cheap plugs on my podcast. So if I didn't drop at least one for the Don't Be So Brood podcast, I would feel, my co-host would be upset.
You did a great job. I appreciate you coming in. He has to come down here to do this. So, I mean, I appreciate that. So tomorrow, Johnny Hill's going to join us. For those that don't remember, Johnny died. And anytime that guy talks, I always
that'll
think,
be amazing.
I want to listen. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be on, and we're going to have a good time talking about that. Plus, I got a DDD, a devotional diamond of the day you folks have not yet heard that I'm going to share with you. I think it'll be a big blessing. Here's the biggest thing I want to tell you as we're getting ready to exit. I know it's really tempting to look at the news and think that this is going to be the encompassing of all the information you really need to know. But I promise you, if you stay connected to Jesus Christ through your devotional life, you will be ahead of any news curve that ever exists, because the Lord knows way ahead of time that which is going to take place. So instead of facing the future with fear, you can face the future with faith, hand in hand with the Lord.
That's it. Right.
Okay. All set to go. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back for more. God bless you.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.